when he's in an enclosed environment. But when his soundtrack is Fly Like an Eagle, he can cause me a tremendous amount of distress. We had just made it down the sandy path to the dunes when Cooper froze. Right paw up, gaze straight ahead. A statue. Beat, beat, beat. And then he took off, spraying sand in his wake. In a matter of seconds, he was a black speck in the distance, racing a seagull 100 feet in the air above him. My ears ached and my cheeks burned in the bitter wind. Cooper, I screamed into a chilly vacuum. I trudged toward him. My Ugg boots were so heavy. I felt like Ninochka of the North. Cooper, I yelled again. I was suddenly aware of my breath, or lack thereof. I could not take in a full, deep breath. Not that I ever climbed Everest, or the stairs in the subway, for that matter, but I was conscious of a lack of oxygen. I assumed it was the weather, or that bully in my head who whispers, "You're old and out of shape." I pushed away that ridiculous thought as I marched on. Was it possible the sand had gotten thicker? I felt like a 90-year-old woman with emphysema. Okay, I'm not a skeletal New Yorker who lives on skinned green apples and SoCycle, but the fact that I couldn't hoist my ass up a 2-foot dune was upsetting. Cooper! Come! My voice trailed off. Damn it. I felt weak, like the beloved Beth in Little Women. The beach was empty. Why wouldn't it be? It was a wretched afternoon that felt like the prologue to the film Fargo. A day that only stoned teenagers or heartbroken widows come out for. I suddenly had the frightening thought that I had become so winded I would pass out. The rising tide would pull me into the surf, and I would disappear into the crashing waves, swept out to sea. Gone forever without a trace. Because my fucking dog had decided that a seagull, which was impossible to catch, was worth chasing for 5 miles. They would have to punch that up for my obituary. So I sank down in the wet, gritty sand and prayed Cooper would make his way back to me before I became shark chum. I hoisted my down coat over my head and buried my face in my hands. Even when I was motionless, my breathing was labored. I was the soundtrack to the anti-smoking commercials with sad people hooked up to oxygen machines, gasping for air. Which wasn't such a far-fetched image, given that I smoked a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years. A slimy nose nudged my back. I jumped. Not that serial killers scour abandoned beaches in late winter, but I had just watched the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix. Cooper. He was soaked, slimy, and had that fetid stink which could only mean he had rolled in dead fish. Someday I'd like to meet a scientist or biological behaviorist who can explain two things about the animal kingdom that I just can't fathom. One, how a boa constrictor can swallow a deer whole, and two, why my dog feels a need to baste himself in anything dead, rotting, or defecated. What other dog is going to take a whiff of that and want to make puppies? Thank God we could go home. I untied the leash from my waist and secured it on his collar. I couldn't risk Cooper taking flight after another bird. It was freezing. I was starving. I'd only had a glop of raw cookie dough and a cinnamon donut for breakfast. Maybe that's why I couldn't walk far. And the wheezing was becoming louder. Could a piece of donut have gotten lodged in my lung? Is that even possible? As I staggered up the path to the parking lot, I promised myself I was going to start eating mostly plants. No more sugar. And join a Broadway musical dance class. Sure, I was middle-aged on paper, but I was convinced I could turn back time with a healthy new regime of green smoothies. I wish I was more obsessed with my looks. I wish I were born with that chip that makes one cry at the mere sight of cellulite, or go on spirulina and bone broth fasts that allow me to shit 20 pounds in a single hour. My husband probably wishes that he could buy that chip on Amazon for me. There was something about my labored breathing that had me concerned, though. Ego aside, it just didn't feel normal. Cooper pluckily jumped into the car, no doubt anticipating his next adventure in the grassy backyard where the squirrels declared war on him every single day, throwing nuts and Cirque du Soleil through the pine trees to taunt him. But he loves it, and runs frothing at the mouth, secure in the knowledge that someday a squirrel will lose its grip and tumble into his jaws. I blasted the heat and